guys, it's Chip from Enough's Enough, and you're listening to That Metal Interview podcast right here. Turn it up.
That Metal Interview.
When you talk about a super busy rock star, you have to talk about Chip's Enough, man, for sure. This guy has recorded 5 records in 2 years, or released, should I say. Perfectly Imperfect, his solo stuff. Hard Rock Nights, Never Enough, Brainwashed Generation, and now this new one, Finer Than Sin. This guy is just super busy, and the brand new album, as I said, is Finer Than Sin. You guys can pick it up and stream it and download it and blah, blah, blah. You guys know what to do. So before we go on with our interview with Chip's Enough of Enough's Enough, let's check out their latest single and music video by the title of Catastrophe. We'll be right back.
It's just
Chicago's very own Enough's Enough right here on That Metal Interview Podcast. And we thank you guys for joining us one more time. Thank you guys for spreading the word. Thank you for sharing our interviews with stars that we look up to, of course. I'm a fan too, just like you are. I'm a rock fanatic and I'm a metal fanatic, so I tend to do a bit of both, you know. I touch up on some death metal here and there. I touch up on some metal and heavy metal and thrash metal and regular hard rock, regular glam metal, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we're all fans here. So anyways, we'll cut it short. Enough talking, and let's go to our interview and welcome back to the show, Mr. Chips Enough of Enough Zenough. Enjoy. You must be in Pompano Beach, Florida, according to your tour schedule, right?
That's correct.
How's that going so far? How's that tour?
I'm on the Glam Slam Metal Jam tour right now. It's been great. We started off a few months ago and on the East Coast, and now here we are in Florida. We the second half of the run started in Houston, did the whole Texas run. Now it's Florida, working our way toward Atlanta, and then we'll jump on a plane and we'll meet up with Skid Row over in England, and we're on the whole Skid Row Enough's Enough run through the UK.
The UK, right? Yeah, I saw that. You guys hitting the road in Europe with Skid Row. That's cool. You guys worked before with Skid Row, or is this the first time?
Yeah, we certainly did. We shared the same management company for years. Skid Row was with Scott McGee.
Yeah.
And our manager was Doc McGee, and that was back in 30 years ago, and here we are now again, once again going out on tour together as a package. I think it's going to be terrific.
Wow, time flies by, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it does.
So, new album, Finer Than Sin. Did you write most of the riffs and lyrics, or was it a group effort?
Well, all the guys definitely contributed to playing on the record, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But most of the songs, as you can see and hear, the catalyst, I would consider myself the catalyst to most of the material that are on Enough Snuff albums now. But my boys definitely have come through and contributed beyond belief with some great parts. And I think it's a rock solid record. It's our 20th studio record. Our 20th.
Oh, wow.
That says a lot for a band right there in this day and age.
Wow, I thought it was 17. I guess it was
wrong. Because for some reason the press has not talked about the 4 album set that we put out with Cleopatra Records earlier this year, which is called Rarities and Demos.
Yeah.
And it's a 4 album set, so this will be either 20 or 21, I'm not sure.
Yeah, man, you're super busy. 5 records in 2 years. I mean, Perfectly yep. Imperfect, Hard Rock Nights, Never Enough, The Rarities, Brainwashed, yep. Generation, and now this one. Wow, what drives you? What's your inspiration here?
The world, as it turns every single day, there's only so much time here we have, and I want to put out as much material as I can, and as long as I have the songs, I'm going to keep putting them out there. That's it. Fans shouldn't have to just rely on bands to play nothing but their greatest hits. It should be all about moving forward,
yeah,
and being creative. And as long as I hear songs in my head, I'm going to record them and write them and put them out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's face it, most artists that are out there, and I'm speaking for all the bands, we're all writing records for ourselves. We try to compete with ourselves and put out the best material possible. And if it passes that test of time, we share them with the audience. And a lot of us are grateful to have an audience at this juncture when there's, you know, 100,000 bands out there, everybody's making records in their house. It's very special to even be considered a footnote in this day and age. So keep making the records. And I remember John Lennon saying a long time ago his biggest fear was running out of songs, and I think that's for a lot of artists out there. And I'm just grateful that the songs keep coming to me, and I have a great band to go in the studio and record them.
I truly appreciate the you know, bands putting out new records, you know, at this day and age. I mean, you guys do it, Skid Row's doing it. I've seen an interview where Paul Stanley thinks differently, you know. He's like, well, people don't want to hear new stuff, they want to hear the old hits, you know. So what do you have to say to that?
Well, I definitely don't want to get in a shouting match with Mr. Paul Stanley. I have no respect for him. He's one of my peers, and I always admired Kiss's strut.
Yeah.
He's got a point. They've sold 100 million records. He doesn't have to make any more records.
Yeah.
He can just they've said enough. No pun intended.
Yeah.
As far as Enough Snuff goes, we want to put as many records out as the greatest bands in the world.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult and challenging task in this day and age where you don't get a lot of money from the record companies if you're lucky enough to have a record company to support you. It certainly doesn't cover it. These records are a labor of love for Enough's Enough and for a lot of the bands. So we go out there, we make the records, and then what do? Like they did it in the old days, you take it to the streets. Back in the 60s and 70s, bands would be putting out a couple of albums a year. Yeah. So our life's no different right now. We do the same thing. As you just mentioned, we put out Hard Rock Night in November.
Yeah.
We put out Perfectly Imperfect, came out a couple months after that, and now Finer Than Sin comes out there. That's three albums in a year, and less than a year. It's ridiculous. Not a lot of bands can do that.
Hard Rock Nights.
And I hope the fans appreciate that. I know we certainly do. We're grateful to be able to get a chance to make records every single year and release them and go out and tour. That's pretty special right now.
Oh yeah, it's a treat for us fans for sure. So I saw the music video for Catastrophe. I'm sorry. Cool video. I'm a guitar player, so I'm gonna say it's very interesting listening to your chord progressions. I mean, Catastrophe is not an easy song to play, or as far as chords go, it's got all these different changes. You know, you don't just stay A, F, G. You go into these different chord deals. You know, where do you get these ideas from? You know, where do you how do you get inspired to write these things? You know.
A lot of different ways, you know. It's a constant stream of metaphors as far as I'm concerned. We've dealt with a lot of different things in life throughout the years, and you know, there's inspiration comes in all different ways. Lipstick on a glass, a joint in an ashtray, something that somebody says. What's happening in the world, there's plenty of subject matter to write about. So you just find out the things that you know about, and you try to put pen to paper and music to tape.
Yeah,
and that's where the songs come from. If it wasn't for people out there in the world turning as it does, there wouldn't be any songs. And we're all inspired by something out there. And there's a lot of good music out there as well, too. I listen to all the bands out there from, you know, the old days, listening to T-Rex and Thin Lizzy and Queen, Led Zeppelin, Mott the Hoople, and the newer bands that are out there are carrying the flag now, like Tyler Bryan, The Shakedown, and Vintage Trouble, Dirty Honey.
Yeah,
Greta Van Fleet, Rival Sons, The Struts.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff out there, and you put your best foot forward, and you write about what you know. That's the best advice I can give to anybody. Look what's around you, and there's plenty of fodder.
Yeah, also referring to the chord progressions, you know, A minor to, and then you flatten the A, and then you chromatically, you know what I mean? That's very interesting. I love your writing. It's very, very cool. As far as musicians go, you know, it's very, very cool. So,
we've always been the critic starlings, and a lot of the great rock bands out there have always acknowledged our band. Look, we're on the Skid Row tour right now. Here we are in 2022. There's a reason why bands call us to go out and play with them, because at the end of the day, we're the last of the Mohicans. We're the real deal that goes out there without sound unmodest. We give a great show every single night. We have a lot of great songs in our repertoire, quite an illustrious catalog, and a potpourri of songs that people want to hear. So that's what we do every day. We get in the Oscar Mayer Wiener Wagon, and we take the music to the streets and go see the fans.
Yeah. So are you guys playing anything off the new record, Catastrophe, maybe?
Yeah, that'll be in the set.
Just one song, or are you guys playing any more songs from there?
not at the moment, because... On the tour that we're on right now, people want to hear a potpourri of songs. They want to hear stuff. There's 20 albums to pick from.
Yeah,
we could be playing for a whole day if we wanted to, and not get through our catalog. We'll put the songs in the set that I feel people want to hear, that they know, along with some of the newer stuff as well. We'll be playing stuff off the Hard Rock Night record, because those Beatles songs are hit songs.
Yeah.
And people want to hear the hits every single night, and they're going to get in with Enough Stuff. You come to Enough Stuff show, you get 5, 6, 7 hits every night. You get Baby Loves You, Fly, Michelle, New Thing, along with Eleanor Rigby, Revolution, perhaps we'll throw in their Magical Mystery Tour. Maybe Jet will be in the set.
Awesome.
We truly try to mix it up with songs that people know and they've heard before. Live and Let Die, we've been playing a lot lately. Helter Skelter's in the set. But so is songs off the Diamond Boy record, where we, you know, perhaps we'll mix something up in there, you know.
Yeah.
Uh, Metal Heart, people love that track.
Oh yeah,
that could be in a set there. Maybe Fatal Distraction off Brainwashed Generation. It depends on how the band feels every day. On this tour, we're mixing it up, and it's a potpourri of songs throughout our catalog. We actually have Love Train to set off Animals of Human Intelligence now. That's good. Been doing Heaven or Hell in the set off of the Strength record as well. So
wow,
I try to mix it up wherever I can. I listen to the fans, and they tell me what they want to hear, and I throw those songs in the set.
Wow, so the band has to be on top of the catalog. You know, you got to know all these songs. Badass, wow.
Well, we don't rehearse a lot, so the band is well-groomed at the shows. We do sound checks, and that's it. We play the shows, and yeah, the band knows we have quite a few songs in our catalog to pull out anytime we need to.
Yeah, I got to listen to the new album. Awesome stuff. People are going to love it. Without ruining it for the fans that haven't heard it, I love the way the album starts and ends. It begins and it ends with a... So whose idea was that?
Another crazy idea of mine. I thought, why don't we just capture the band plugging in and getting ready to go before we actually start recording the songs? So, you know, all rock and roll records, as Keith Richards would say, starts off with the drums. But this time it started off with the guitar. We just plugged the guitar in. The old Les Paul, the old 67 Les Paul, plug it in, record everything from the top, and the band just bashes it out, and we get our sound together and get things ready to go for the album. And it just felt right to open up the record like that. Not many bands have done that.
Awesome. Talk to us about the song Intoxicated. Very pretty chord progression again, and a badass melody. Who wrote that?
I did. And of course, it's... I'm the king of metaphors on that song. It's a mouthful of metaphors dealing with substance abuse. That's basically what it is. I use food instead of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty easy way to navigate a song like that. It's just pretty self-explanatory. Intoxicated, it's overrated. I happen to believe that if you could find that open window of opportunity where you feel clean and you're ready to get up every single day and do things, that's motivation in itself.
What's your favorite song on this new album?
I couldn't tell you the favorite one. I know the first one I wrote on it was Hurricane, that was about hope and despair and trying to find what's right and what's wrong and with your life and work it out and be prepared for what's upcoming. But a favorite song on the record, I don't know. I certainly like Intoxicated, the second single, but the first one coming out of the box with... a rock song, that was what I wanted to do. Record company felt otherwise. Frontiers wanted to put something else in the beginning. I think they wanted Lost and Out of Control, which is a bombastic rock song.
That's a fast one,
And I love that one too as well, but Catastrophe, I think, speaks volumes on the record.
Oh yeah.
And if you like that track, you'll listen to the rest of them, and it's rock and roll right in your face, 101 school.
Awesome. So where'd you get the idea to use color bass strings?
Bass strings, they approached me, and I just like the look of them. I love the way they sound, okay? They're round wound strings, and they got a nice little punch to them, and I played an old 1963 Fender Precision bass.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
With the Billy Sheehan badass bridge on there that he put on for my birthday as a nice little gift.
Nice.
And I've been using that bass on all the records, along with my Waterstone and my Hamer 12-string basses. I just thought it was it had a nice little sound to it, and I love the neon strings, okay? They pop in the light and concert every single night. It's funny, all the bands that we play with on tour, they all want the strings. I'm giving them away like you wouldn't believe. I put a lot of smiles on a lot of musicians' faces.
Awesome. Where can we find that? I mean, where do you buy those strings?
You can buy them GNR. That's the company that has them. So you can find them anywhere in the country. Just look at their website. And they have all kinds of different. They have round wound and flat wound strings as well. So you get your choice, and they last a long time as well. Wonderful string and a great company. I'm glad that they helped me out and are very kind to me.
Here's a strange question. Give us your best gig and your worst gig so far.
Best gig, that's a tough one, but going back to the old days where we played a festival with Foreigner, Alice Cooper, Billy Squire, The Fix, and Enough's Enough. Guitar player showed up late for the gig. I had to go to everybody's dressing room. I asked Alice Cooper, can we go on after you? And Alice was kind of to say, well, yeah, we're getting ready to leave. We have a red eye for the next city. You guys come on after us. And then, of course, I went up to Foreigner and Mick Jones, who I love dearly. Great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Learned how to write all those songs hanging out with the Beatles. He told me all the stories about him hanging out in the studio while they were making records. And he says, you guys could just go on before us. And you got a 20-minute set. And I go, 20 minutes, that's it. He goes, Chip, the Beatles did it in 20 minutes. So can you. And we opened with Revolution, did Baby Loves You, Fly, Michelle, a New Thing. And that was the set. That was pretty exciting for me, playing for 110,000 people at the She Fest in Florida.
Wow.
The worst gig, I couldn't tell you this. There's been a couple of gigs that have been a little bit questionable, but for the most part, we're pretty serious about what we do, and we want to leave an indelible mark with the fans. So I can't tell you what the worst gig would be, because there hasn't really been any real bad gigs. You know, yeah. Obviously there's gigs that we've had some personal issues, whether it's a questionable production or sound. But for the most part, all the gigs are pretty good. Now, listen, enough stuff has played over 3,000 shows.
Wow.
So that says a lot right there to not be able to think of what the worst gig would be, because there really hasn't been one.
Yeah, maybe I was kind of hoping for maybe falling off the stage or falling through the stage or something like that. Nothing like that, huh?
Not really. There's a couple of them. Maybe I'll save that for my book.
Yeah, I've heard some stories from different interviews, people falling through the stage and stuff like that. So,
I'm sure that's happened before. I know we've had some issues with pyro in the past, but we don't use that anymore.
Yeah. So what's next after the European tour with Skid Row? What can fans expect next from you guys?
Yeah, we'll finish this up, the European tour with Skid Row. It's 3 weeks over in the UK, and then we jump on a plane. We fly to Spain. We do Italy. We do Belgium. We do Scotland, of course, and we'll do Glasgow. We'll travel around the country. We'll finish up in the middle of December on this tour. We get 2 weeks off, and then we fly to Florida for the big Rock Island Fest. Fabulous place out in Key West.
Wow.
With Styx and Tesla and a bunch of great bands, and those guys know how to put festivals together out there. And we'll do a few 3-4 days out there in Key West on the Rock Island Festival, and then from there we'll jump on the Glam Slam tour over in Australia with Faster Pussycat.
Wow.
Wednesday the 13th from the Murder Dolls, Eclipse, Pretty Boy Floyd, and of course Enough's Enough will be on that bill as well. And there's a bunch of bands on there. And we'll do a week out in Australia, come back to the States, and then we'll start back up again in February at the Landis Theater in New Jersey, and we work our way around the country.
Wow, do you guys ever stop and rest? I mean, you guys are super busy, huh?
We try to stay as busy as possible. When we're not out there working, we're in the studio recording. I also just did a record with Ann Wilson, or I should say Ann Margaret. Ann Wilson, I love her, by the way.
Yeah.
Ann Margaret, who you did all those Elvis Presley movies. She's a wonderful actress, great singer. And I did a song with her on her. It's just one tune on her solo record. But we did a duet together. Why Do Fools Fall in Love, the old Frankie Lyman song.
Yeah.
And Joe Perry from Aerosmith's playing on that, as well as Robin Ford and a bunch of illustrious rock stars. That comes out next year on Cleopatra. So I'm excited about that record, because I'm sure they'll get a lot of eyes and ears too. And anytime you get a chance to plug in with a superstar like Joe Perry, that's a win-win. And singing with Ann Margaret is a real real bucket list for me. I'm very excited about that. A lot of my rock star buddies call me after. They said, man, how cool is that? You're singing with Ann Margaret on her solo record? And I go, yeah, I got lucky there, you know. Wonderful opportunity. I think we did a great job together on that.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome duets there. Duos. Before we let you go, would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, to all the fans out there, to all our nurses, our military, our doctors, our police, our firemen, thanks for keeping the front line safe for all of us out there. I wish everybody a great holiday season. Check out our new record, Finer Than Sin, on Frontiers Records. It's the 20th Enough's Enough album, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate all the music you put out and all the rock concerts and all the stuff you do for the fans, you know. Thank you, and I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time, too, as well. Thanks for letting everybody know about our new record.
Awesome. Thank you, Chip.
God bless you, buddy. See ya.
So catch them on tour. Right now, I believe they're in the UK, somewhere in Europe, jamming to other fanatics. For all you people listening in Europe, you guys can catch Enough's Enough in Europe as we speak in the month of November of 2022. And don't forget, Finer Than Sin. Pick it up, stream it, download it. And we thank Chip for making time once more and talking about other things in the album, of course, different deals and subjects that you guys heard right there. So thank you, Chip. Thank you for making time, and keep rocking. Keep bringing us fanatics some badass hard rock, as you always do. And he's always busy, man. Super, super busy guy. So congrats, man. Anyway, so don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.